Blog Talk Radio.
Tuned into The Truth in PDX right here on blogtalkradio.com every Saturday evening from 8 p.m. Pacific time to 8:30 p.m. Pacific time and 11 p.m. Eastern time to 11:30 p.m. Eastern time. I'm your host, Bishop Yahusuf Galbraith, the Israelite Church of God in Jesus Christ, Portland, Oregon Division. And my co-host, please introduce yourself.
Kazaki Shore.
And once again, you tuned into The Truth in PDX right here on blogtalkradio.com. We've been off the air for the last couple of weeks due to travel. Last Saturday, we were in Seattle, Washington, doing unit work at a great time in that city. People everywhere. Even saw the crusty vagabond Jews, the gum that's on the bottom of our shoes, and put them on watch that the true prophets was in the house. Then the week before that, a matter of fact, there was a bishop's meeting at world headquarters, Tawab on that experience. Beautiful. But we're going to go ahead and get tonight's show started. Before we get tonight's show started, I want to say shalom, peace, and blessings, and salutations to the leadership structure in the nation of Israel, starting off with the Holy God, and comfort the Holy Apostle, and Chief Priest, Hazadaki. I want to say shalom. I want to say shalom to the Holy Apostles, Holy Apostle, Chief Priest, Ariah, and Holy Apostle, and Chief Priest, Shah. I want to say shalom to the Order of the 12 Apostles. I want to say shalom to the Confidence 42 Chief Priests and the elect ladies of our nation and holy women. I want to say shalom to 42 Chief Priest. Okay, I want to make sure I said 42 Chief Priest. I want to say shalom to the Chief Bishop and Bishops of State, Cities, Boroughs, Department, 14 units. I want to say shalom to the Army of Israel. Starting off with the Major 13 Shield General, all Shields and Generals. I want to say shalom to the captains, to the officers, to the New Hebrew Academy. I want to say shalom to the Young Men's Academy, the Young Women's Academy. I want to say shalom to the Daughters of Zion, the beautiful sisters in our nation. And last but not least, I want to say shalom to our children in the nation, the prince and princesses of the nation of Israel, those that are destined to make it to the kingdom of God. Tonight's show topic is when you come to serve the Lord, prepare thyself. Let's get Ecclesiastes chapter 2. Start at verse 1 and pause after each verse, please.
Ecclesiastes chapter 2, verse 1.
God.
My son, if thou come to serve the Lord, prepare thy soul for temptation.
And this is something that we do not do. This is something that maybe we don't believe we should do. Or this is something that that no one really prepared us for. But best believe, brothers and sisters, when you come to serve the Lord, when you come to really fully serve the Lord and give your mind, body, and soul back over to our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ the correct way by becoming a member of the nation of the Israelite Church of God, Jesus Christ, the nation of Israel, coming back into the truth, best believe, prepare yourself, get ready for all types of temptation, get ready for Satan and his demons to attack you personally. Get ready for your family to trip on you. Get ready for the people on your job to act shady with you. Get ready to lose a lot of so-called friends and associates. Get ready for temptation. It's a battle, brothers and sisters. But guess what? You got to stick in there and you got to fight. And you got to fight like heaven. You understand that? Come on.
Verse 2. Set thy heart aright and constantly endure and make not haste in time of trouble.
You see what the Bible says, brothers and sisters? You got to fight. You got to fight. You understand that? It says, get your mind right, set your heart aright, and constantly endure. Endure what? Temptation. Because it's going to be constantly coming at you. You got to constantly endure it. And don't run. Don't make haste in your time of trouble. Don't run. You stick in there and you fight. And you endure, because what's waiting for you when you make it to the finish line, what's waiting for you when you win that fight? The kingdom of God. Reign with Jesus Christ for 1,000 years on earth in his kingdom. And then making it to God the Father's kingdom. Going to those other planets that Esau claimed he knows something about. He don't know nothing about. How you know the rings on Saturn? Again, they tell you the rings on Saturn and on some of the planets is a huge dust storm. Now, how you know the rings on Saturn ain't no amusement park? You understand that? The rings on Saturn might be a huge roller coaster ride or something. You understand that? Esau don't know nothing. But again, you got to stick in there, brothers and sisters. I don't care how hard it is. I don't care if you're homeless. I don't care if you're starving. I don't care if you ain't got no job. You ain't got no money. I don't care if all your friends left you. Listen, you got to stick in there. And listen, regardless of what your family do to you or say to you or how they start to trip on you, remember, you got a new family. You got a real family, a family in Jesus Christ. You got brothers. You got sisters. You got mothers. You got brothers. You got fathers. You got aunts. You got uncles. You got cousins. You got nieces. You got nephews. You understand that? And we must deal with you godly. We must deal with you according to the Bible. And we can't owe you nothing, but guess what? The only thing we can owe you is love. It's the only thing we can owe you. Come on.
Verse 3, cleave unto him and depart not away, that thou mayest be increased at thy last end.
You see that, brothers and sisters? The Lord wants to increase you at your last end, but you got to cleave unto him. Don't let him go. You hold on to God. You stick with God. You don't turn your back ever on God. You don't turn your back ever on this truth. You stay in this truth, and you stick it out no matter what. And the Lord our God is going to increase you in the last crown of righteousness. You're going to get those six wings on your back and get rank in heaven above the angels. But you got to stick in there. Come on.
Verse 4, whatsoever is brought upon thee, take cheerfully and be patient when thou art changed to a low estate.
You see what the Bible says, brothers and sisters? It said, whatsoever is put upon you, take it cheerfully. Whatever hell you're catching, whatever problems, issues, and situations you're dealing with, you're supposed to take it and laugh. And laugh. Come on.
Verse 5. For gold is tried in the fire, and acceptable men in the furnace of adversity.
Brothers and sisters, we're going to be in that furnace of adversity. Yeah, we're going to go through some things. I don't know. Listen, whoever told you life is easy, they lied to you. Whoever told you being in this truth is easy, they lied to you. It's going to be a hard road. It's going to be a hard road. Like the prophet Ezra said, on one side is going to be water, the other side is going to be fire. Fall, but you got to stick in there. You got to stick in there. Read that again, please.
Verse 5, for gold is tried in the fire, and acceptable men in the furnace of adversity.
Again, in order to try gold, in order to test gold, you got to burn it. Again, who is that gold? What is that gold, brothers and sisters? You are. We are. We're that gold. We're that gold, that precious metal that God is testing in the fire to see if we real or not. Back in the days when I was a teenager, they had something called Santos Gold. You ordered off of the television commercial, and it come in the mail. It cost about $14-15. And when you put the stuff on your neck, the sweat from your neck would turn it green. It's called Santos Gold. You understand that? Don't be Santos Gold, brothers and sisters. Be that real gold. Be that 14-karat gold, that 24-karat gold. Come on.
Verse 6. Believe in him, and he will help thee. Order thy way aright. And trust in him.
You see our brothers and sisters? The Bible says the Lord's going to help us. But the key is you got to believe in him. How you gonna ask the Lord or expect the Lord to help you if you don't believe in him? How you gonna expect the Lord to help you if you don't believe he will help you? Where that doubt coming from? Get that doubt out your mind. You understand that? Israelites don't deal with doubt. You understand that? That doubt lead to unbelief. We don't deal with that. Israelites have the faith where we can move mountains. We have Mount St. Helens shaking again.
Verse 7. Ye that fear the Lord, wait for his mercy and go not aside, lest ye fall.
You see that? You leave this truth. You leave out of this nation, you're going to fall. And when you land, it's going to hurt. It's going to hurt real bad. Read it again.
Verse 7. Ye that fear the Lord, wait for his mercy, and go not aside, lest ye fall.
See, oftentimes, brothers and sisters, we ask man, we ask woman to give us mercy. Listen, who cares about man's and woman's mercy? It says, wait on God's mercy. You understand that? When you set up your prayers, you ask God to give you mercy. He's the one that gives out the mercy. Come on.
Verse 8, ye that fear the Lord, believe him, and your reward shall not fail.
You see that, brothers and sisters? If you believe, you just believe. If you only believe, since you believe in the Lord, you're going to get your reward. Why wouldn't God reward his own children? Why wouldn't God reward you if you're righteous? Here it is, the wicked out here getting rewarded in filthy lucre by the devil. So why wouldn't God reward you for your righteousness? He's a just God. He's a kind God. He's a loving God. He sees your works. He sees your pain. He knows what you're going through. But the Bible says you are rich because you're God's children. Last I checked, God owned everything. And if we God's children, guess what? We own everything. But remember what happened to us. We got some other people in the studio making noise. What's going on? The engineer tripping. Listen, it ain't time to end the show yet, man. Disturbing me while I'm trying to do this show. I see we need another engineer. What does God think he's doing, man? Talking about. Oh boy. See, read that again.
Verse 8. Ye that fear the Lord, believe him, and your reward shall not fail.
Okay, there you go. Why wouldn't God reward his children? He owns everything. Everything belongs to God. This is God's green earth. So why wouldn't he reward the righteous? Come on.
Verse 9. Ye that fear the Lord, hope for good and for everlasting joy and mercy.
It says hope for good. What is hope? Hope is faith. What is faith? The belief in something that you have not seen. The hope that it's going to happen for you. The hope that you're going to get it. Read that again.
Ye that fear the Lord, hope for good and for everlasting joy and mercy.
Again, everlasting joy and mercy. The kingdom of God, everlasting. That kingdom is everlasting, brothers and sisters. No more pain, no more tears. No more nations. No more wicked. No more marijuana smoking. I'm tired of smelling that crap, man. And some of y'all just smoking it just because. Recreational. We can just legal now. We can smoke it. Just smoke it. You're simple by yourself. Snoop Dogg said, well, cool, come from the earth. He's just as simple as all get out. What about 1 Corinthians 3 and 16 and 17? You defiling yourself. You defiling God's temple, which is your body. And the Bible tells you clearly that God will destroy you. Keep it up. Thinking you cool, smoking that marijuana, weed, tweed, crap.
Look at the generations of old and see. Did ever any trust in the Lord and was confounded? Or did any abide in his fear and was forsaken? Or whom did he ever despise that called upon him?
Again, when you look at the generations of old, when you look at Abraham, when you look at Isaac, when you look at Jacob, when you look at Moses, when you look at Sarah, Rebecca, when you look at Lot, when you look at Enoch, Isaiah, Jeremiah, Ezekiel, Malachi, Zephaniah, Zechariah, Jonah, our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, Peter, Paul, Bartholomew, Paul, John the Baptist, John the Apostle, also known as John the Revelator. Queen Mary, the mother of Jesus Christ, the Son of God. Mary of Bethany. Mary Magdalene. When you read about all these great men and women, Job, did the Lord ever forsake any of them and leave them in their troubles? No, he did not. Even look at all the hell that the devil put on Job. And Job endured, and did the Lord forsake him? No, it said he got 10 times as much as what he had. He got another wife, another family, more children, more money, properties, houses, livestock. So again, just hold on, brothers and sisters. The Lord ain't going to forget about us. He ain't going to forsake us. He's going to take care of us. We in his hands. And if you're not a part of this nation and you're listening to this radio broadcast right now, then you need to become a part of this nation. You need to call your local Israelite Church of God Jesus Christ, whatever city you're in, Google it. You understand that? Call headquarters, Google that phone number. Go to the God Sent Comforter website, www.thecomforter.info. Whatever you got to do, you need to become a part of this nation. You brothers and sisters in Atlanta, you brothers and sisters in Seattle, Washington, you brothers and sisters all throughout the country, y'all need to become a part of this nation. You brothers and sisters in L.A., y'all keep it up. Y'all stay strong. Brothers and sisters in Las Vegas, y'all stay strong. Shout out to the brothers and sisters listening to us in Minneapolis, Minnesota, Omaha, Nebraska, Oklahoma, throughout all the state of Oklahoma, Baltimore, Maryland, and Delaware, Philly, Jersey, Florida. Our nation is big, man. We actually are becoming a nation right before our eyes. And you want to be a part of that. I'm telling you, you want to be a part of this right now because America is going in the trash can. The apprentice don't know what he's doing, man. the Illuminati then forsook America. Put it in the hands of the apprentice. He run around firing people. He to fire himself. Now, I'm going to tell you right now, I'm going to tell you right now, the guy listening with the bug right now is upset. He turning red right now. Mike, listen, the broadcast might cut off. I don't know. He's talking about the president. Make sure you report that. Sure, boy. Come on.
Verse 11. For the Lord is full of compassion and mercy, long suffering and very pitiful, and forgiveth sins and saveth in time of affliction.
You see that, brothers and sisters? It says the Lord saveth in time of affliction. In order for the Lord to save you out of affliction, you got to be going through affliction. The Bible says the Lord himself is long-suffering. You read that backwards, suffers long. That's the Lord. So you mean tell me you can't suffer for a long time? Huh? You can't suffer for a long time? How many of you have been beheaded for the word of God? Like John the Baptist. How many of you have been hanged on a cross upside down like the Apostle Peter? How many of you have been beat up and whipped? How many of you have been shipwrecked? Not once, not twice, but three times like Paul, the Apostle Paul. How many of you really going through something? I've been homeless. My lights was cut off. I ain't eaten a couple of days. Okay. Welcome to the truth. And listen, should nobody be in our nation hungry? Because there's enough people in our nations to go knock on somebody's door and get you something to eat. Tell you that right now. Come on.
Verse 12. Woe be to fearful hearts and faint hands and a sinner that goeth two ways.
You see that? Don't be double-minded when it comes to serving God. Don't be double-minded. Don't all of a sudden get faint hands and feeble knees and all that. I don't know. I'm not sure. I don't know what to do. You better fear God and keep his commandments and keep it moving into the truth. Keep it moving to the kingdom. You better stay in this truth. Don't you go no more. Don't you leave. And once again, if you ain't a part of this truth, you want to get a part of this truth, because America's gone in the toilet. I'm telling you that right now. I want to thank you, brothers and sisters, for tuning into The Truth from PDX right here on blogtalkradio.com. Until next week, I want to say God bless, shalom, and good night.